Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting second. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting third. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jose Vidal. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Jones. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Jones. And now, play ball. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. Askew drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Agee out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal takes first base on ball four. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller takes first base on ball four. Vidal moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Brown reaches second base with a double. Vidal scores. Fuller goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Vidal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Howard now pitching. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis strikes out. There goes Wagner. The throw from Josephson to second, and Wagner is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hansen moves to second. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Askew for a passed ball. Hansen moves to third. Howard moves to second. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vidal hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fuller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fuller. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Fuller steals second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown strikes out. 1 out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-1 in the game. McDowell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fuller moves to third. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Fuller scores. 2 outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. Josephson hits a fly ball into center field. Vidal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Berry pinch hits for Bruce Howard. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Vidal hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Askew for a passed ball. Buford moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Agee takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. Buford moves to third. 2 outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Ward takes first base on ball four. Boyer moves to second. George Culver now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Buford scores. Boyer moves to third. Ward moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-2 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boyer scores. Ward moves to third. It's 3-2, Indians. Buddy Bradford pinch runs for Rocky Colavito. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Dwayne Josephson. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a line drive towards short. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing right field. Bob Locker now pitching. J.C. Martin now catching. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fuller strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown strikes out. Two outs. George Culver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Culver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hinton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG who is chasing the ball. Hinton reaches third base with a triple. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hinton scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alvis. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Alvis steals second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-3 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Vic Davalillo now playing center field. Jose Vidal now playing left field. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Ag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ag is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Ag is hit by the pitch. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ag moves to third. Sandy Alomar pinch runs for Ken Boyer. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ag scores. Alomar moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Buddy Bradford. Bob Allen now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Bob Locker. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Voss now playing right field. Pete Ward now playing third base. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Vidal takes first base on ball 4. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fuller bunts in front of the plate. Martin juggles the ball. That's an error on Martin. Vidal moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown strikes out. One out. LeMay pinch hits for Bob Allen. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Ag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Orlando Pena now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 4 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.